Well, what it is, Greg, is that there's been a number of houses been allowed to go into disrepair, and it's taken down the whole tone of the area. And there's a group of people now, including myself, who support them very much, who are looking for the owners of them premises to upgrade and their houses that they own, and also but for the council and the Heritage Committee, they look at ways and means where we can develop the Church Lane and make it into a tourist attraction. Because, as you know, we have the cathedral and it's the main thoroughfare and access from the main street to the cathedral area. And we need to update and upgrade the Church Lane to complement the works that already been done in and around the cathedral.
Is there a feeling that if the problem were to slip further, it will be even harder to rectify?
There would be. I mean, what we're thinking about here is turning the Church Lane into a craft-type centre where small businesses and indigenous businesses, crafts-type, which would complement the cathedral quarter, which we're always trying to sell. And we believe that would increase tourism. And I would like to give the full back and support to the committee that's been put together to highlight and to try and organise support for their aims and objectives.
At this point, will it be a job for the new County Council, the new Letterkenny area, effectively?
I think it will be, but I think we as a Town Council can start the building blocks. We can put in place the foundations so that a new council coming in can allocate monies which are necessary. But also, I've been in contact with Joe Gallagher, the Heritage Officer, and there's monies available now for under the Heritage Grant Scheme. And I've been in contact with a group who are highlighting the Church Lane and asking them to make contact with Joe and maybe get support and advice from him on how maybe access this money.